You're listening to The Morning Minute with Job 210 Ministries.
2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. For godly grief produces repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. To me, there are two things about this verse. The first is when we're giving correction and we're trying to produce grief that's going to cause somebody to repent, we need to be very aware and very certain that that is what we are doing, that we're attempting to grieve them so that they will repent and turn back to their godly ways. The second thing about this verse, we need to make sure the person we are grieving understands that as well. They understand that we're not writing them off for the rest of their life and that we're not casting them away or throwing them out of the church, but instead, we're trying to get through to them using whatever it takes, however harsh it seems, so that they will be grieved into coming back into the relationship with Christ. That's the ultimate goal. That has to be the ultimate goal. If it's not, you should really question whether or not you should go and grieve that person. Have a great day.